Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Oh, yes, it is. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakenings. Great to be here. Hey, in the chat, can you let me know how the sound is? I'm on a new headset mic. So if you let me know, that would be great. Oh, sounds great to me. Thanks, Kimberly. Welcome, everyone in the chat. Hey, Pamela. Welcome, everyone. And welcome those of you that are listening via the phone. And if you happen to be on the phone line and you have a question or a comment or you'd like a reading, just press 1 on your keypad and I will get to you. Thanks, Tamara, on the sound. Yeah, hard to do sound checks on this. And I did the Sean Cosmic Dimensions. We had a way of calling in to do a sound check. So got to kind of wing it. I could be talking and talking and no one can hear me, right? So, but I've got my trusty, insightful, awakened beings in the sacred space of empowerment, also known as the chat room. So get your tea, get your coffee, get your juice, or your thinner tea. Get your water, get what you like to drink, and join us here. Yes, Kimberly, yeah, if you're calling in, I see you're in the chat, press 1 on the keypad. So you've got to call 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And press 1 on the keypad. So I always have to give a little hello and warm shout out, a spirit hug to everybody that's listening via iTunes and other podcast outlets. Of course, DTR being one of them. And, of course, FM Player, who keeps having this voted the best New Age and spirituality podcast, which is very cool. And thank you all that have been leaving some great appreciation feedback on iTunes. It helps other people find us and it bumps us up in the search engine, not just on Google, but obviously within iTunes, and lets people know a little bit more about us. So I always love the emails that I get where people are like, oh, I just happened to find you, or I did a search within iTunes about a topic and then your podcast is there and I've been listening to it ever since. And I think one of the greatest compliments I got there recently is that we just keep it real. Real language, real talk. That's where we're at, right, everybody? One of my metaphysical teachers used to say, if you can't explain it in a few sentences, you don't know it. And most of it, probably you're not living it then, right? You can't explain it, you're not living it. We have with us today Dr. Lana Love. And I was just recently on one of her programs with Detective David Love and from the Rain from Australia. And in fact, we're going to be doing a conference in July, which I hope everybody will be able to attend. I want to share a little bit. I'll probably share more when she's on air. We'll talk about it. But I'm going to be doing a conference called the Paradigm Shift Conference, and that's in July, I believe it's July 8th. And it'll be a teleconference. Really excited about this. And one of my faves, two of my faves, Andrew Harvey, will be joining us, as well as Dr. Bruce Lipton. So look out for that. And then I'm doing another one with Abby Gooch. I'm going to start branching out and doing more of those again, like I used to do. But this one I'm kind of very cool, and as you all know that I'm so big into, I mean, awakenings, like people are always like, what is awake? It's about awakenings. Yeah, yes, but what is awakenings? Awakenings is what gets us to the soul alignment so that we can download more of the new emerging consciousness and live from that and create from that which means creating a new paradigm. So we don't have a new paradigm created. We don't have a shift until more people align to their soul. That's what people are kind of getting, you know. So, again, however the awakening is happening, a lot of it has to do with, obviously, deeper healing work, handling the inner child issues, family of origin issues, what we call generational transmission, issues that are passed down, limiting beliefs or wounding from generation to generation, ancestrally and on a societal level. So it really is, you know, as I put it, some of you have heard some of my talks when I work with technology companies and groups, that you know, it's the outpicturing of a sense of the computer, and the whole idea of updating software and updating hardware has to do with this. Let's see, not as clear as usual. Yeah, I'm on a different headset. Yeah, so tell me if it's not too clear, then I'll go into speakerphone. Tamara, let me know. I love it. Tamara, you're so good. Thank you so much, sound engineer here. Because I can always go, probably, how's this sound? Let me know. How does this sound? Your it sounds muffled on your phone, too. Okay, well, let's just go to pizza. Pizza, pizza, pizza. Yeah, my normal mic, I didn't have a chance this morning to get a new one. It's on the Fritzy. It's on the 50-50.
Okay, tell me, how is this? How does this sound, everyone? This is not as clear? Yeah, it has a little bit of better even on the landline. Okay, cool. So let's disconnect-y. Just disconnect. Ding. And let me know how this sounds. Much better? Oh, good. Okay, so that lets me know. New mic, you're not cutting it. New headset, you're not cutting it. You didn't pass the muster. You didn't pass the sound engineers in the chat room. So, bye.
Okay, cool. All right. So, anyway, that's July 18th, and if you have want more information, you can email me at awakeningpodcast@gmail.com. Have everything awakened. Really, I don't look at my Facebook as much. I have people that work for me, and they, you know, questions, comments, divine missing. You let me down. That's right. Well, it'll be relegated to me using it for, it's a wireless Bluetooth, so maybe I'll just use it at the gym. And it's kind of funny, too, because I'm not used to wearing. It's funny, when I started this podcast, I had all kinds of the recording equipment that I use, the editing software. So I had either a standalone mic or I had a over-the-ear mic that I had headphones on. And because of technology, has got some, you know, mics and such, and, you know, earpieces, I used to anything. I'm like, yeah, maybe one thing. Anyway, let's take a couple questions. And also, anything, did you want to know about any of the workshops that I have coming up? And now, volume left. Also, if you, any of the tele-workshops coming up, or you want to get the Deeply Soul Insight, or get the happening, the celestial happening, the 411, as I like to call it. All right, so I have a couple of questions coming, email questions, and we are going to get the callers, so hang on, callers, and if you're just cruising in, and you're like, what's this show, maybe I want to call in, that number is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on your keypad. Okay. So I had a question from Angela, a couple of questions that I thought were good topics. One of them is why people don't listen to their intuition or connect to their higher self. And
what I can tell you is that
okay, it went back to it connected again. Trying to disconnect you guys. That little Bluetooth likes to stay on. I'm going to turn it off.
So why do people not listen to their intuition? Well, first of all, you to listen, just like any good relationship, you really have to develop it. You have to okay, cool, with the sound. Thank you guys in the chat. Appreciate it. That sneaky little Bluetooth came back on. Great. Came back on. So one of the things is, in order for anything, you know, memory, riding a bike, I mean, driving, the more you, technically the more you do it, the better rapport you have with something and the easier it is and the more that it becomes second nature. So what happens is a lot of people are not doing the exercises or the processes to clear the emotional body, get out of the wounding, which tends to block our intuition. I can't tell you how many times people would tell me, oh, I had this dream and it means this or that, or I did this. And when I listen, I think, no, it doesn't. You're like totally projecting what you want in that reading or what you think your intuition is telling you to do. And that's why, I mean, rigorous inner work, really getting clear emotionally, looking what is the projection, what is the perception. You want to know more about this, you can go to my website, soulplayground.life, and I really blog extensively on this because I do feel it's so important, whether it's intuition or emotional clearing. You know, our emotions muddy things up. I mean, I even had somebody ask me the other day, they're like, oh, well, you're psychic and you're an empath, and why wouldn't I? I'm like, yeah, but I'm also emotionally involved in the situation, so I got to take a little back door. I got to, you know, not readily trust my intuition as to what I'm receiving, but wait and get some kind of clarification and wait out the process more. See, a lot of people jump into stuff or out of stuff without allowing the process. Oh, Kimberly, yes, this is one of the things I'm calling about. Amazing. Ah, well, and it's from another listener. You know, we don't have the clarity unless we take the time to get it. And sometimes the ego part of us says, oh, well, we should have it, you know, now, right away. But sometimes things are unfolding. This is why the soul alignment is so important, because the soul, which is in, you know, is closest to the realm of infinity. Our spiritual essence is, I mean, the more we individuate out, the more we separate out, the less we are in that realm of infinity, because we're going into separating out or stepping down frequency. But still, if you want to get better insider information, you've got to know how to do a contemplation meditation. You've got to know how to move out of the thoughts or preconceived ideas or interpretations and connect more with what is, you know. And then I always believe getting some form of assistance, you know, and or confirmations. But I think one of the reasons, and to Angela's question, why people don't use their intuition more or connect more to their higher self, I think it's sometimes it's not knowing, and sometimes it's laziness. It takes time. It there's an extra step in there, you know. Meditation. That's why my book and CD, Meditation for Everyday Living, they're shorter meditations called attunements or alignments, so that you are meant to do it more frequently so it becomes second nature. And I'll give you guys an example. Years ago, I had to have some dental work done. And I'm a little bit of a pansy, but I really don't like laying there with the teeth open and that little suction thing and all that. Light the water and everything. I brought my phone. Well, I had my phone, and I loaded some of my meditations on there, and as well the podcast. And I thought, oh, I'll listen, I'll do some meditations, and you know, and listen to Awakenings. Which one time I did listen, by the way, it was a good interview. I liked it. Couldn't tell you what it was now, but it was good. I liked it. Anyway, I lay down, and my dentist has this wonderful huge screen TV, but it's got, or monitor, I guess you call it, with fishies, little fish and underwater stuff. And I was telling myself, okay, as soon as she puts a little bib and everything, I'm going to go into meditation. And all of a sudden, I was just very relaxed, and she's working on me. And she's like, oh, my God, you're so relaxed. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking it's, you know, her, you know, this and that. And then when I got up, I was so high. And I was like, oh, my God, I was meditating. I went into spontaneous meditation. My breath started, and then I went, oh, my God, I've been doing it so long, and it's such a ritual for me. And these shorter attunements, whenever I feel stress or, you know, I start to go, not always 100%. I do have, you know, everybody, you know, can't be 100% with everything. But for the most part, and it really kind of gave me a chuckle. I was like, oh, my God, I went into instantaneous meditation. And then I recalled back, and I thought, right, I started breathing. My breath slowed down. I had my single focus. I was aware of everything. I wasn't resisting everything. So I was in that oneness. And I had such peace and calm. And so, what are you saying? Suction thing. I didn't know you did impersonation. Whatever it's called. I don't know what the proper name is. But my point is, you have to put the time in to do the deeper healing work. I know I say it over and over and over, but you really do. You have to do the deeper work, repatterning, hypnotherapy. Cognitive is okay, but you really need to get into the feeling, the sensing, and clearing the patterns. Because all the patterns ultimately are energetic, which means that they're vibrational, you know? Oh, I like that, Robert. You could write an ebook, Chuckle Meditation. Well, that is one of them, laughing. And I've talked about whistling. Whistling helps realign you to your signature frequency. You know, same as singing, but humming, whistling, humming, especially humming. So we all have what's in us to realign us and connect us to our true essence. It's taking the time to do it. It's taking the time just, and it gets second nature. Even like my 5-step emotional clearing process that I created and developed, and I'll do it in my head for years now. I'll be like, okay, where is that triggering? Has it happened before? Or oh, not yet. That combination, which you can get on iTunes or on my website, or you can, the basic one on selfandlight.com, you can just download. I don't know if it's put up on soulplayground.life yet. But the basic clearing. And all you have to do, you can just do it yourself. Okay, do your projection perception. What's happening here? I'm triggered. You know, what's going on? Have I had this happen before? When and where? You know, and all the time that you do that, you're resetting. You're bringing your vibrational frequency back as close to the original as possible. And you're getting clear. You're moving into that oneness. That's very empowering. So that's what I would say, Angela. It's kind of lazy. Sometimes people don't know, and it takes a while sometimes until you start feeling the goodies, just like working out or anybody that's changing their, you know, dietary regime, their eating regime to healthier, cleaner, simpler foods. It takes a while until you feel it, right? And then once that kicks in, you notice when you do the stuff that isn't as great for you, you know. So that's what I would say. The meditation is key. You can go to my YouTube channel, Light Being 21. Again, there's so many attunement meditations there, alignment meditations. There's an ascension attunement meditation and alignment meditation. There's a lot. Quick, again, you can do the longer meditations, which is great. You know, I marinate in those. I love those. But what will really get you through the day and keep your vibrational frequency humming is being more in that state frequently. In other words, racing around angry and saying, well, I can't meditate until I get home, you know, or I'm sad or depressed, you know, whatever you're going through, I have a challenge, I don't know what to say, or somebody just did something, and I'm going to go home and meditate about it. Now, what you want to do is right then and there, realign, work through it emotionally, realign to the essence of who you are through the breath work and the focused awareness. Pranayama, dhyana, vipassana,
that dhyana, the awareness of what is, puts you into samadhi, into that oneness. And when we're in that oneness, we're aligned to our true nature. So I hope that helps a bit. And then one little quick question, and then we're going to get to callers. This is from Archer. I've noticed that a few times with relationships, I've heard people end relationships or get divorced after they say the other person changed soon after they get married. A, is that the other person actually changed suddenly? B, is it a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing? C, was the surprise partner in cognitive dissonance about the incompatible factors with the other person? Or D, something else or a combo? I like that, Archer. Well, all of the above. Usually what happens when most people meet, and I cover this in my relationship counseling that I do and what I call relationship alchemy, which could be any kind of relationship. It's not gender specific. And I follow a model based on journey. What looks at the couple's journey is you first have the projection phase or the romantic phase. This is where people don't want to look at differences. And I say if the longer that lasts, the more emotional layering or wounding that's there, if you can project that long onto somebody. But again, projection is important. We wouldn't reach out or we wouldn't connect if there wasn't some kind of projection. We would stay in our own little world. But what happens after this romantic phase or the phase of a lot of projection, usually it ends 6 to 8 months, sometimes a year. Again, if there's a lot of denial and covering up of stuff, it could last a few years. You know, and there's a lot of factors for that. Maybe people financially need each other, or, you know, something else is being played out, or there's children involved, or maybe the people work a lot, or one person works a lot, or there's children. There can be a lot of factors that elongates that, so to speak. But what happens after that, kind of the rose, what the bloom comes off the rose petal, so to speak, or rose bush, is after the romantic phase or romanticism phase comes the disappointment or disillusion phase, where we go, oh, that's how that person is. I thought you were more this way. Or why did you said you liked, you know, it's like I remember years ago working with someone and they married or started to live with a professional cyclist. And they went cycling, and then like 6 months later, they were like laying in bed, wouldn't get up early to go cycling, and then finally she fessed up. She hated cycling. And the counterpart, the guy in the relationship was, why didn't she tell me? And I go, well, sometimes people, they don't want to bring up the differences. I say bring them up right away and see where you're at. The faster you can get to the disillusion, disappointment, the quicker you can move through things and the more authentic you're being, because there's always going to be disillusionment and disappointment. We even disappoint ourselves. Sometimes we don't live up to something, or we think we want to do something and then we don't do it, or, you know, it ends up not being what we want. So, and people go through phases. You might meet somebody in a certain phase where you're doing a certain activity or have a certain mindset, and then another phase comes in. So what makes the relationship work more long-term in a healthy way is, can you ride these these waves and move through it? So in the couple's journey, you go from romanticism or the projection phase, if you're looking from a Jungian perspective, it's the projection phase. Then you move into disillusionment or disappointment. It's only after the disillusionment or disappointment, when you know what you're dealing with realistically, that you can move into what we call the commitment phase, where you go, well, I like this. I don't like that. I can't live with this. I like this. Can we, you know, disillusionment, disappointment, then negotiation. Sorry, skipped one. I got to go right to the commitment phase. You got to negotiate the differences. And this is where I share with my couples that I work with. You have to have in a relationship requirements and requests. Requests are things you'd like to get. Hopefully you get, but sometimes you don't get, because some people don't want to do a certain thing, you know, or maybe they do it sometimes, but not all the time. But then there are certain requirements. What do you require? Because those requirements are going to have to do with your personal truth and being true to yourself and your lifestyle. Sometimes you think something's a requirement and it's only a request. Some things that were a request now become a requirement. So after you negotiate the differences, you go into commitment. You commit to something, because then you go, I know what this person is about. I like this. I don't like that. But we've negotiated this. We've compromised. Okay, this works. That doesn't work. But I can live with this. We're working on this. We're getting better. You know, so it's a work in progress. And then after a period of time, once the commitment is there and you're established in that, then you're able to do something of a shared event or co-creative. Some people it's children. Some people it's buying property or a house or in a business or doing something vocationally, maybe something in the community, you know, something spiritually. Maybe it's a hobby, something shared. Now, here's the thing, everyone. You cycle through this all the time. And Tamara, let me know what you think, because you've been in the chat. You've been married, you know, in a fulfilled way for a very long time. This comes all the time. I've had people that I've worked with that are in their 60s or 70s, and boom, here we go. They're in the disillusioned disappointment phase, and now they have to renegotiate something, and they have to work it out. And sometimes they'll say, I don't know if I can do this anymore. You know, also know what your deal breakers are. Yes, well, that to me is the requirements. Your deal breakers go in with requirements, because those deal breakers, as Tammy is saying in the chat, do not disappear or go away. If it's a real deal breaker, it's not going to disappear. In fact, it's going to kind of gnaw at you for a long period of time. I think what helps in relationship is to remember that you're cyclical, you know, and Robert agrees too. Thanks. It's a continual choice, Tammy put. Yes. And that's what I don't feel people understand when they get in relationship, whatever kind of relationship, but especially with a significant other, you're going to go through a lot of change and transformation. It's a continual choice. And hopefully there's a little chemistry, there's a little something that on a human level we can't describe that keeps you in there. But I think a lot of people bail because they don't know how to work through the issues. They think, oh, I'm going to get to somebody better. Oh, he's this way or she's this way. It's not going to work. And I've been there. It's not going to work. But then who is it going to work with? Because it is work. You have to work through things. There is always going to be, now this is interesting, Angela's asking about cognitive dissonance. There's always going to be some dissonance. We don't live completely by resonance. We wouldn't grow if there wasn't some dissonance. So sometimes people are looking for, you know, conflict-free relationships. Not going to happen unless you're eating a lot of crap and you're in the river of denial, smoking a cigar down the river with an umbrella over your head and drinking lots of margaritas or something to get you. It just doesn't happen. Like one of my great friends says, where two or more are gathered, there's conflict. Harmony through conflict. Instead of thinking of conflict, think of an opposition, what's complementary and contrast. Sometimes we think, we're afraid of conflict. Oh, I don't want the drama. I don't want the stress. It's contrast. You're getting a contrast so that you can move more into alignment with yourself through growth and eventually with that person or situation. So I feel, and especially in the spiritual communities, New Age communities, whatever you want to call them, communities, you guys know what I mean. People don't want to get, they're running from, you know, oh, I don't want to like argue, oh, I don't want to get this and that. And I was like, okay, yeah, you can go in the little island, you know, or get with somebody 20 or 30 years younger until they grow into their own empowerment or get, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be age specific, but I think you guys know where I'm going at. And sometimes people are Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but again, that has to do with their own inner conflict or contrasts that are too sharp that they're not healing, integrating, and living through. So great question. Maybe even Dr. Lana is hearing some of this, and we'll dive into it more. Let us get to, let's see, Tamara's saying, yes, learning skills to handle contrast is key. Yeah, that's what it is. That is it. I mean, it's the skills to do it, and it's not always easy. And everybody that I've been with, they're friends of mine that have been together 7 years, 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years, they all say the same thing. Well, you go through stuff that you go, oh, there's no way. Not getting through this. Okay, this is it. And boom. And I even asked one of my really good friends, I said, well, how do you do it? She goes, I don't know. We just somehow we did it. We're on the other side of it, you know. I couldn't stand him for a few months, you know. Didn't speak to her, didn't this and that. And then all of a sudden, boom, there it comes. But I think the key is the better you can handle your own contrast, your own inner conflict, the less we project it out onto other people, you know, whether it's our coworkers, colleagues, friends, family, significant others. And the other thing I would say to everybody, and this is something I had to really learn and wrestle with, and I think sometimes I'm still working through it. Yeah, Tamara, it's the commitment. But Tamara's saying in the chat, commitment and lots of love. I think when the love is really there, it's easier to have a commitment. But I think the commitment, like Tamara was saying in the chat, it's continual choice. I think commitment is actually choice. What am I choosing today? And I just think we don't have a lot of that for ourselves individually, and therefore we don't have it as a couple. And also, I think one thing that I've been working on, I think I learned a little bit, but I'm back relearning it on a deeper level, is that people are not doing stuff to intentionally hurt or harm us. Even though they're pissing us off and they're yelling at us or screaming or saying something nasty or whatever, it's not really intentional to us. And that shifts a lot, everybody. That shifts a lot when you realize, oh, they're acting out of the wounding. It may be coming over my direction, but actually has nothing to do with me. And that moves you into a space of beginning to see whether it's being cut off on the road. I had something today with my chiropractor, and it was very interesting. This woman was, and she had a lot of armoring on, and you know, very kind of cap. And maybe I've been there before, but I don't know. I'm always aware of my surroundings, so somebody comes in next to me, I usually, you know, if my luggage or purse is down, I'll move that, or I'll say, oh, excuse me, or, you know. But what I realize is some people are not very aware of their surroundings. They're so much in pain that it's all about them. You know, that narcissistic wound is really big, really out there. And so I, you know, had to sign in and did whatever, and she didn't even move. And that kind of bothered me. I thought, okay, wow, she's really, and she clearly saw me come in, and I thought, well, she's really playing something out here. Then I had to move her bag over, and I did it with my foot. And she looks at me, and she says, there's two sign-ins, because we sign in electronically. And I said, I know. And I said, but you weren't using that one. You weren't using that computer, you know, to sign in. And I looked at her, and that's all I said, you know, kind of. And I thought, wow, how disconnected somebody is to not allow the space, to overtake up the space energetically. But then when I looked at it, the sun in my eyes, I could feel energetically and see all this armoring, non-openness, and even in the clothing and the type of clothing she wore. Somebody else that was more open, it wouldn't have been like that. But I saw that, and I thought, wow, you know, that, you run into that. You can run into that, but to not hold on to it. So maybe in your personal relationship, somebody is being a little more armored. Had nothing to do with me. I knew that. I thought, well, I'm in her sphere, and so it's emanating off, and I could be aware of that. I don't have to take it further. But that happens on close relationships as well. And in that sense, we have to kind of pull back. This is where meditation comes in and really observing what is and seeing. Everybody on one level is trying to get some calm, some connection, some peace, you know, some peace of mind, some inner connection. And sometimes they don't do it in a very, you know, evolved or even, forget it all, just even a polite way or aware way, you know, or a way that honors humanity. But people that are lashing out, it's not about you if you're getting at the other end of it. And so I feel in relationships, the more that we can move into that space, and sometimes you don't, I don't always do it, but if we can move into that space of seeing where they're really at, then you just see it could have been anybody standing there. Could have been anybody. You're witnessing for whatever reason. And this is where karma comes in. It's not to insert yourself and make it about you. That's where karma happens, when we make it about us. When we stay in that witness or that observer and respond from that zero point or neutral point, we're not getting our energies entangled or enmeshed. They're intertwined because we're all interconnected. But we don't then make it about us. Okay, shall we get to callers? And we're going to keep it to one question because we've got a lot of callers. Got our guesty calling soon. Let's see, we've got 720309. You're on air. Hello.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Wonderful topic this afternoon.
Oh, thank you. And what's your first name?
It's Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. And my question is about relationship. Just want to kind of get some insight on it. I had been kind of involved with the guy for, you know, quite some time, but then it's about a year and a half, I would say, but then all of a sudden communication just completely stopped. I haven't heard from him in months. We don't live in the same state. He hasn't reached out to me.
I
haven't been able
to. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel long distance, and I feel there could be somebody else around him. So have you tried to reach out to him?
Yeah, all numbers are disconnected.
Okay, that's why. Yeah, I feel like he's, yeah, and he didn't probably do it in the most healthy or conscious way.
No, not at all.
That's, he might have been involved with this person on and off before, and they could have come back. I don't know. I feel almost like marriage or a longer-term relationship, I feel. But disconnected, because I do feel a move around him.
Okay.
So he may not be living in the same place or same, you know, maybe not even same town.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, sweetie. Sometimes that happens. I mean, people disappear. It's funny, a friend of mine the other day was saying, there's this new thing because of online dating and stuff that called ghosting. And I said, that's not new. People got ghosted each other when there was just the phone, you know. No email even, you know. So I would say that obviously you know that you don't deserve that.
No, not at all.
But here's the thing that I want to warn you, though. Please move on and do some great nurturing and healing stuff for yourself. Next time, get more facts. Hopefully get someone in the same city. But also, there's a chance he could come back and give you some stories of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like the money issue. Now, I know this sounds weird. Was this person ever in jail you know of?
Yeah, he has been.
That's like jail, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel it again around him, so I don't know if it's right now or if he did it, but even though there could be jail again around him, I still feel that there's another woman around him. So what I want to share with you is if he does kind of come back around, which I have a feeling he may. I mean, do what you feel is right, but just remember that word of that psychic channel that said don't, because I don't feel he's completely honest. And I feel like there could be a living situation where he could be living with another woman, and that's why he undid everything. And the jail isn't over, so he could be in now or going back in or been in, because it's around his aura. So somebody closer, someone that can answer more questions and has you can get some more deeps on, okay? Because you deserve really great relationship. You deserve a really great relationship.
Yeah.
All right,
Dee
Dee?
Yeah, I do. Yes, exactly. Yes, and I'm going to use that projective perception. I'm on it.
Oh, go to my website.
Projective perception.
That's it.
Yeah.
I like hearing that. All right, Queen, you keep shining, lady. All right, lots of love.
Beautiful day. Blessings.
You too. Blessings. Oh, what a light. Hi, 512-518, you're on air. Hello.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Julia. And I was wondering what you could see as far as Julia.
Oh, Julia. Hi, Julia.
Hi. I was wondering what you could see as far as romance for me.
Ooh, okay. This is the perfect show. I hope all of you stay on for Dr. Lana also. Lana Love. She's pretty amazing.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Well, I get a couple guys around you, but I feel more in the past. And actually, relationship, I'm getting more work stuff around you. Like work relationships, that's coming up more. I feel there could be something, but I don't feel until more fall, right?
Okay.
Are you dating somebody now?
No, I'm not. I did for a little bit, and I just, was too different, I guess. I'm more of a, I focus a lot on career, and this gentleman is older and likes to drink and go out a lot, and which is okay once in a while, but just not for me.
Okay, well, that might be one of the ones, because it shows two behind you, but I feel like it's a little bit longer of a time, and maybe for you, one of the things, and this is for everyone, and I talk about this in my alchemy classes, when you want to draw somebody in, not only people talk about space, well, the space is always there allowing it, but you need to start shifting your not only thoughts and intentions, but what you do, your activities. You need to make room. So sometimes it's more socializing with yourself or your buddies, take yourself to the movie, go to the museum, do things that bring you out, because again, everything's patterns. It's vibrational patterns. So if you have this pattern of, work, go home, it's hard energetically for you to attract somebody that has the let's kick back and date, and do the movies and do the things dating, people do. So what I would say to you, if you start shifting your energy now, that will help you draw in that companion to do those things with, right?
Yeah, I do pray, and I do talk to my angels and guides and ascended masters for this, and I have a little vision board also for attracting.
That's not going to do it. That's not, honey, sweet Julia, that's not going to do it. That's not changing your vibrational frequency. So prayer is good, but you got to do something. You got to do the action. I could pray to lose weight, but if I don't get my little fanny, walking to the gym or walking around the block or jogging or whatever. So you need to do it, right? You need to do the activities that you want to do with a mate, a guy. You need to start doing those either on your own and with friends so that you have that energy around you. That creates the opening.
Makes total sense.
Okay.
Makes total sense.
Okay, good.
Can I ask about one particular individual with a T initial?
I got to scoot. I see two in the past. The one, you haven't met the one that you're going to be with.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You haven't met him.
Love you.
You're welcome.
God.
Okay. Big hug. Lots of love. Hi, 510-200. You're on air.
Hey, Michelle. It's Kimberly. How are you? I was in the chat room a second ago. Yes, I did. Finally. You are amazing and just so on point. My heart is racing right now. Everything that you talked about this morning is exactly what I'm dealing with, which is interesting. I'm going through a transition. I know that I'm an empath. I am clairvoyant. I know that right now I don't feel comfortable trusting my intuition because I am emotionally involved when it comes to just things for myself. I don't read for other people. That's just not me. But with that being said, everyone else that's a reader, whether I know them or not, are gravitating towards me and sharing information with me about myself. And everyone is saying the same thing about my relationship with my boyfriend. And it's been tumultuous. We've been together 18 months, and even right now I'm kind of on edge.
Okay.
I don't even know where to start. Well, actually, to start, I love him, in love with him. Everything is great. His ex-wife is the problem, and she's been in the picture for 9 years. And there's some tie there. There's some spell or something that she's placed on him, who knows how long ago, what it is, to where he's her sole financial provider. He's almost at her beck and call, because she puts on the, oh my gosh, I need you, you know, whatever. And it's an issue. It is a major issue. And everyone's like, you know, okay, she's there. You're either going to have to stay or you're going to have to go. You know, don't kick the guy to the curb, as people say. Everyone says, oh, he's going to propose to you soon. You know, just get ready. But there's all these hurdles and blockage, and I'm doing as much as I can. Go ahead.
But what is he doing?
What is he doing?
Yeah.
Meaning like with him or with me?
Well, there's two important people in the relationship, you and him. Two very, very important people.
Right. So he is loving to me.
Now, what is he doing for his spiritual, for his emotional growth, and to not be enmeshed in this relationship?
Nothing at all. Okay. Nothing. I can get him to meditate with me, but
Okay, let's back it up. Back it up. You can get him. I believe in the relationships. You set some standards and things that you want to do as a couple, you know, whether it's meditate, go to church or spiritual center, whatever, maybe go hiking, whatever. You put that out there. But to me, everybody in that, especially if there's hurdles and issues and you're in a growth spurt. And if the two of you are together, both of you are growing from this situation. But I'm not hearing from you, he's not doing his own inner work. He needs to see a therapist about this.
Right.
Yes.
In which he runs from the therapist, because I even set us up with a therapist. And he went for the first visit, and he's gone to therapy before, and, you know, he's that male.
Let me just, because I don't have a lot of time, but I want to give it to you
straight.
You don't tell the person you're going to go one time. 6 months. If you love me, and it's not, and what I always say is it's not about you. If he wants to be empowered in his life and go to his own next level and be empowered with you so you guys can fly, he's got to call it a coach. I don't care. Call it a mentor. You got to work with somebody, and then let's see what we can co-create. But he's got to be in at least 6 months. It's going to take 6 to 8 months for it to bite and taste good. Before that, it's all the repair. It's all the rapport building and getting past the person's resistance. So it's not let's go one time. If you have to handhold it for 3 months, you know, go for some sessions, group, you know, couples counseling. But he's got to go also on his own, because this relationship is holding him back as well.
Right, the one with the ex-wife.
Yeah. But there's something, it's not even about her. There's something, he's holding him, yes, Tamara put in the time to make it a requirement. I worked with somebody last night, and they're like, oh, he's this and that, and he doesn't want to go, and he's, oh, who cares? What? You want to be with me? You want to be with the, you know, the shiny one, the queenie? You want to be a kingy? You got to do the work. It doesn't happen. It won't happen by itself, and you can't do it. You can't play that role for him. If you keep holding that, it's like you being a crutch, or you're being the, you know, one of the legs on the table. If you keep holding that, he's not going to develop his own muscles. He's not going to develop his own leg for the table leg.
So this whole proposal thing of marriage and everything, I mean, everyone just brings it to me, and I see it.
Stop worrying about that. But see, that's one thing. That's, you know, that's why I don't really like psychics that don't have counselor training, you know, like I do. But anyway,
okay.
Because It doesn't matter what he's going to be doing to you. It's what's going on now. He proposes, maybe you marry, you don't marry. It's still going to be the same thing. There's something in this for you to learn, Kimberly, that probably about having requirements, that you deserve to have somebody follow through to put as much mental, emotional, psychic energy into the relationship as you are doing. So there's, again, we always have something to learn, you know, and somebody, it might not take a long time. You know, hurdles, you know, that's part of life. Some people get these kind of hurdles. Some people get different kind of hurdles. Some people get health hurdles. Some people get challenges with children. There's always going to be hurdles and challenges. But the thing for you that I want you to look at is you need to make it a requirement that he's at least doing, you know, meeting you in the middle. He needs to do obviously more if he likes this relationship.
Right.
You know, right? So it doesn't matter what
right.
people are bringing. The path is for you right now is what's going on right now. What are the hurdles? What are the challenges? And how are you both getting through these?
Right. Well, we started off with that, and then the ex-wife saw me and just had a conniption fit, and now it got to the point where she moved around the corner from him and even went as far as
– person, even in cheating, it's never the third person. It's not about
right.
her. You need to stop bringing her into the relationship. You even need to tell him, oh, okay, that's your ex. That's your you have a primary relationship with her, but you know we have this relationship. What are we going to do about it? Stop bringing her in. You're letting her come in too much into the relationship. It's about you and him.
Gotcha.
It has nothing to do with her. He's allowing this because this is a way that he can avoid intimacy. This is the way he can avoid growth. Have him listen to the show. I love you, honey. You got a good heart, but you're avoiding your life by being enmeshed in this unhealthy relationship. You're avoiding something. You're avoiding true intimacy. You're avoiding really growing and being fulfilled in your life. You're avoiding your own next level because nobody controls anybody. You know, nobody controls anybody, let alone an ex-wife. So there's something he's avoiding. There's something he's not wanting, not just about the two of you and your relationship, but in his own life that he's staying stuck to this thing. Yeah.
I got you. Perfect.
All right, sweetie. Keep
I hear
posted.
You. Thank you.
All right.
I will.
You're so welcome.
Love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you too. Bye. Okay, now where are we? The switchboard move. Waiting for Lana, which is supposed to be a 661 number. If you're there, let me know. Okay, where are we? Okay, we'll wait. Hi, 615-630, you're on air.
Hi, are you there?
Whoops, you just disappeared. Okay. Hi, 347-463, you're on air.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi. What's your first name?
First name is Tanika.
Tanika, hi. What's your question?
Hi. I have a love and relationship question. I just wanted to know if you ever saw me hearing again from two different people. First person's name is Nick. Second person's name is Matt. There were two people that were at one point in my life. Matt is the one that was in my life most recently, and Nick was in my life about 2 years ago.
Matt. Some reason I feel Nick could be around you. I don't know if it's mutual friends. You could hear more from him. Matt, if you do, it's going to be maybe next year, or maybe more like the November, December, something fleeting or hearing about him. He feels further removed to you. Nick feels more around you. Do you have mutual friends with Nick?
No, and the last time I heard from Nick, we broke up in August 2014, and me and Matt broke up like last week.
Oh, maybe I've got the names reversed then. Okay, that could be. Because I was going to say it's the one that's closest to you. What was the one, 2015, 2016?
Yeah, Nick's birthday.
So, Nick, you're going to hear something fleeting about or see something. I don't know if you kind of scope them out on Facebook or something, but that does show, but the other one, the one that you, that's closer around you seems to be, could float back in. I don't feel any of them. I don't feel strong commitment though.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Why did you break up?
I'm not sure why me and Nick broke up in August 2014. We were together.
Not him. I feel him. Matt. What happened with Matt?
Matt. He claimed that he felt pressure for some reason. I'm not really sure why he claimed that he felt like things got intense. But we only dated for like about 2 weeks. He pursued me for 2 years again, because we dated mm-hmm. briefly 2 years ago, and things did not get intense. We only saw each other like twice. And I was just trying to show, I was just trying to like text him sometimes from work. Not a lot either, just trying to be complimentary. And I think he felt scared feet.
Pressure. And, yeah. Like reaching out too much. Yeah.
And I'm not sure why we broke up. I thought, I feel like maybe he has another girlfriend or something. I don't even know.
Well, some guys are skittish. They don't, you know, I hate to say this, a kind of a gender thing, but like the hunt, I don't know, you know, that's, I feel like there was a little bit too much too soon with him, the kind of emotional intimacy, which for some guys sets up an expectation, and then they're feeling that they can't handle that expectation or can't do it, or it's too soon.
Okay.
I wish I had longer with you, because I do see some things that you're, maybe listen on the show when Dr. Lana comes up, we can chat about it, but I feel sometimes, you know, women with, you know, men are not for a specific period of time. I mean, there are differences of approach to most dating relationships. And I think sometimes women would jump in too soon with the emotional intimacy mm-hmm. instead of letting it build a little bit. And letting the man open up a little bit. And sometimes the texting, or in their view, over texting or keeping in contact too much. Again, some men, that's not going to be an issue, but a lot of them, it can tend to be, you know. So that's one thing. And I would say for most women, if you have other things to do, other things on your mind, or perhaps a fuller or more fulfilled, you know, life and maybe hobbies and things, then it's easier to not have those expectations, because guys feel it. They feel the energy of it. They feel the intensity. They, you know, a lot of times they call it intense. And until you can see that in yourself, what's going on, it's hard to monitor that. It's hard to have, I think sometimes for women to have, or young women especially, to have that space of not hearing back or not hearing back right away, you know. Mm. So that would be what I would suggest to you. But yeah, these two, I don't feel them cycling back in, other than, you know, maybe seeing them or like chit chat or talking or something. But as far as something consistent, I'm not seeing that.
Do you see me with anyone?
Down the road, but you do need to work a bit on yourself, on being on your own happiness, your own fulfillment. That's what I would say right now, that it's coming up, you know. And I know sometimes people say, "Oh, I'm happy," or "I'm doing this or that," but it's a feeling. It's a feeling people get, and so sometimes that void, if it's in your path, is meant to be filled more with you before you meet another person to share yourself with or your life with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Okay. I'm hoping this is Dr. Lana Love.
Hello.
Is this you? No, it's not.
No,
I don't know
it
where she is. Hi, who is this?
This is Marcus.
Hey, Marcus. Welcome. Do you have a question?
Thank you. Oh, yes, I do. So I've had some relationship issues with my wife. We've been married for a couple of years now, and last month she gave birth to our son. And so anyway, for the last night, we attempted to get intimate for the first time since she gave birth, and she spread her pussy, and it looked like grilled cheese.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Marcus, and you spend all this time to say that. Oh, my God. It just kills me when people wait that long that are that immature. Okay. All right, Marcus, you have a good day. Let's see, where are we at next? Let's see, 347. What about, here we are, 615-630, you're on air.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, I'm so glad. My name is Jamie. I am not going to be like that jerk Marcus.
Oh, you know what? It just cracks me up.
So annoying.
Discuss what they say.
I've been waiting for an hour for that jerk to get on. Oh, okay.
I know.
I have a...
Well, we don't have any way of... But just imagine how unhappy his life is if he waited that long to say that.
I know.
Right?
Well, thank you for talking to me. I have a quick question. If you could help me, maybe a reading about an upcoming move for my family.
Okay.
If you see one coming up, if it is something that is going to work for school, and if there's going to be work opportunities for my husband and myself, do you see anything like that? Could you help me with some insight?
Okay, let's see. You want to move is what I'm hearing.
Very much.
Okay. Let's see. Have you started looking? Because I'm just seeing it's just very beginning stages, right?
Yes. We have an idea. We know where we want to go. We have even an idea of a home. We just don't know if it's, there was a work opportunity for my husband, and that was how we were going to get there. That did not work out. And I'm just curious if we're going to be able to do it on our own, if you can get any insight about that.
It feels like a little bit further off. Now, are you trying to do it before the school year? Because I'm getting it seems to be a bit further off.
Okay.
What's coming up? Jamie, in regards to moving with the family. I do see a move, but it does show that it's a bit further. And you said there's work considerations?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, let's see. See, I get turning point in October. So, I feel like you want to move before the summer or during the summer for the school year, but it seems like the opportunities are after the summer.
Okay. Do you see that it's opportunities with his work, or is it something that we're just going to be doing on our own?
Oh, I see. That's what you're saying. Is the work going to bring you over? Is going to pay for the move? What's your husband? What's his first name?
Joe.
The first initial? Okay, he hasn't found the job yet, though, right?
So he had a job opportunity come up within his company. It did not. He did not get the position he thought he was going to have in order for us to do the move where he could work from home. But I was curious if there might be something he was thinking of going off on his own. We really want to move to this one area and be back with our horses, have them on our property, and have the kids in this.
Some reason,
all of this
is seeming to be after the summer.
Okay.
Yeah. So it feels like could even be more towards the close of the year, and it could be another position, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Mhm.
I don't know if he's I don't know. It's not showing him necessary. Could he possibly leave? See, it's why it's hard for me to read this. It seems like there's so much up in the air.
Up in the air. Everything.
Yeah.
It really is a we found a place that we love. We found an area that we love. But, you know, the kids would potentially have to be in private school to go. We have to have property. We have horses. Curious how all of this is going to play out and if it's even an option. My parents actually just moved to the same area, but everything is up in the air. The sale of our home, everything. And so
that's what I feel. Yeah.
We're on plan B at this point.
Well, I would say focus on scaling down and getting rid of stuff, maybe putting some stuff, packing and that kind of thing little by little. It could be something that happens, it takes a while, but happens kind of quickly is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not...
Do you happen to see him, do you see him with his same company, or do you see him doing something on his own, another opportunity?
Well, if he does something on his own, they're not going to pay for you to move. So I feel him staying with the company, or he could go to another company. I feel him more wanting to... I mean, you may want him to do something on his own. There seems to be conflict around that as well.
I'm starting to get to a more neutral place. I'm really just interesting how this is unfolding, because every plan we've put in motion this year, there's been a kind of a block. There's been a wall that's gone up. We've had to change direction, and we're just actually in the space of just curiosity. As to what is going to happen. We know what we want to have happen, but we're just curious what's going to unfold.
You know what it is? It's a timing issue. It's a timing issue is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And for some reason, you both need to get a bit clearer about what it is that you want to do. Sometimes it's timing. Sometimes the universe, we're giving it mixed messages. We're giving the universe mixed messages.
Okay.
And this is really important, especially with couples, because sometimes one wants something and is putting that in motion, and another one wants something else. So I would say for both of you to get really clear of what you don't want, what you do want, and what are you willing to compromise.
Okay.
You know, because it's so much, when I'm looking at it, I feel like the kids are an issue, work is an issue, when you go is an issue. Yeah, it's like it's all kind of up in the air. So I feel like you're still in the kind of feeling it out phase. So if you can do, if you can feel it out more with each other, individually, obviously do it individually as individuals, and then bring your findings of what you really want together. And a lot seems to be, does he work for a larger company?
He does,
Yeah, because I still see that umbrella of a larger company. I feel that the timing for him to branch out on his own isn't here yet. So he has to work within the parameters of the company. Whether they move you or not, there's solid income coming in. And then plan after the move. It's too much for him to go out, this is why the guys are saying that, your higher self is coming through. It's too much to work on going out on his own and a move. That's a lot. That's a lot of stress.
Yeah, okay.
So,
I hear that. That's actually very helpful.
So do it step by step instead of trying to bite off too much right now.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the insight. I really do. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
May I ask you one quick question? If we were to get real clear, do you think that this time frame would move up, or do you think that we still need to be thinking about October, around October end of the year?
I'm still seeing out because I feel like you have the clarity. I mean, I don't know. It could be August, September. That might move it up a little bit. But I feel like you've really got to get a plan in place. You know, and have him work, you know, within the parameters of the company. If you move, you get settled, and, you know, you put the monies aside, you get things, you know, in a way that he's not feeling. Because I'm getting a lot of, you said you're more neutral. I'm getting him feeling a lot of pressure in this move.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's just him in general. I think so. I think that he's working through some stuff. I think it's a matter of, I don't think he necessarily wants to stay where he is at. I think that he has always wanted to be independent, doing his own thing, but he's always had the safety of his company. I think he's going through a lot of changes. spiritually and emotionally.
But here's the thing is, you got to work with his energy of how he normally is. He's very worried. He's a worry, and he's worried about the security and the money.
Yeah.
And I do feel he always wants to go out on his own, but I'm not sure that he's ready to. I'm for sure he's not ready to. Is he able to? I don't know. He'd be he'd be better off working with a company that he can then maybe do consulting, you know, maybe on the side or something.
That's so funny because that consulting is exactly what we were discussing. That's where he's kind of thinking he'd be able to branch out at as the natural next move instead of just jumping ship.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thank you. I really appreciate your time. I really do. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. All right. Great to connect with you, Jamie.
And you too. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Big hug. Hi, 720-309. You're on air. Hello. 720-309. Okay. Oh, we've got some other caller. Is that you? Waiting for Dr. Lana Love. I don't know. She called in late, but I didn't see her in the queue. Not sure what's going on. Thanks, Tamara. Great reading. Yeah, a lot. It's interesting. Good stuff with relationships and trying to work it through, work on through. Okay, so I'm going to tell you again, 720-309. Are you on? You're on air. Okay, I hear a little baby there. Okay, let's see. We got 615-630, right?
Oops. Hi, Michelle.
Hey. 917.
This is Tasha. How are you?
Hey, Tasha. Welcome. Hey, lady. How are you?
This is interesting because today I was like, okay, I'm not going to press one. I'm just going to listen. And you actually picked up. So I'm like, oh, okay.
I rolled down and it opened.
I know. I guess I could ask you a question in relation. Wow. I don't even know what to ask, Michelle. Maybe
how
then,
you doing?
Well, because of you and all the work that you've been helping me with, I'm doing great. A lot of changes and just a lot of things are open and a lot of things are coming in reference to employment because I know that I've been asking you in reference to employment for a couple of times that I've called. So I just got hired as a yoga instructor somewhere else in addition to everything else that I'm doing so I can see where now I'm having choices, what I can leave behind and how I can move forward. I mean, I guess, I don't know if you see anything there.
Let's see what now, is this out of the area from where you live? Because I see a lot of driving. I don't know if you drive a lot now, but I do see you driving more. And Tamara's saying hi. Wonderful to hear from Tasha.
I love her work, too.
I know. Isn't her painting and drawing is amazing?
Yeah, amazing.
Okay, yay, yoga, she's saying. Okay, so definitely, so I don't know where Dr. Lana is, but anyway, Sadie's on it, but they haven't responded. She said she called in late. She's on the line now.
Uh-oh.
And I said if she gives me the number, then I can call her, but okay, it is what it is. We have Tasha on the air, and I'm glad for that. So let's see, the one thing that I'm getting with you is definitely a time of branching out and to doing things more project-based. So anything these teaching, working for centers, and I do feel a healthcare center or some kind of center around you. I don't know if it's a spiritual
center.
It's a medical center. Medical. Is this work at a medical center?
Yes. The yoga is actually working for a medical center.
Ah, then that's probably it. Okay. Do they have other locations? Because I'm seeing you drive to different locations. So I don't know if that's through them and there's other locations or you're going to get other similar gigs.
Okay. They do have many locations.
Oh, maybe that's it then. Maybe that's it. Because Okay. There's also something with a community center. I hear center a lot. Community center, medical center. I do feel that there's something with a senior center also. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Okay. The medical center, I feel that you're going to I feel like there's going to be other opportunities. So driving around to other locations that they have. Yeah. There's also going to be something, I feel like enhancement programs for children. So I don't know if you do teach yoga to children, but I feel like that is something else. You do. Okay. And are you putting together, or have you put together a program?
I have not. You've been telling me to do so, and I have not.
Oh,
I'm not listening, Michelle.
Okay.
To work on that. Yep. That's the project.
Yeah. But it could be something short, but I feel like there could be something coming in where you do, I don't know, like conflict resolution or something with the kids with it, or different uses for yoga. You could even work with the teachers with it. Now, I don't know if that's like within their classroom that you're doing that. Tell me, why are you doing that already?
Well, no, for the community center, I volunteer. Like, I just had an amazing class with, there's a school right across the street, and they actually would bring over some of their classes for me to do yoga with the children, and we've had like a really positive response. But I've been doing that on a volunteer basis, so an opportunity could come out of that.
Okay. And that's volunteer?
Yes, that one is volunteer.
Okay. Yeah. So that seems to be more of that, really the medical, that in the school seems to be what's coming up a lot.
Okay.
It might be that you meet somebody there. I don't know if it's a principal. I feel man, and I feel like well, there's one teacher for sure, and then there's somebody in that more of an administrative that you're talking to, and I can hear them say, would you put a program together, or what would you teach, or what would you do? And some of it seems to be within the classroom. Some of it seems to be after school, like kids that stay later. And I don't know if you're coming in or you're showing the teachers or teaching the teachers. I feel a lot of movement, a lot of new energy, new birth, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of energy racing. Yeah, on all levels. We're going here, going there. I think you're going to want to go more in that direction is what I'm hearing. It's either going to be some kind of funding or a grant of some sort. I feel that a contract grant that a certain amount of money is paid to you. Because I do see you leaving some of your other stuff that you've been doing. Moving more away from that.
Okay.
Whatever this is, this money coming in, it's like a lump sum for a certain period of time. So some of it is kind of pay as you go. It's as you go. And then some of the other I can't tell if it's a grant or definitely there's a contract you're signing, or it's a contract and there's a certain amount of money set aside for this.
Well, this is exciting. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. I'm glad you could call in. I don't know what happened to Dr. Long, but we talked
amazing.
About relationships.
Thank you.
Anyway, you're welcome. Love you too.
Big hug.
Bye.
Hugs.
Well, we were here and we talked about relationship. Just have to change the name of the show now. Apparently, Dr. Lana supposedly called in. They only gave us a number that said 6-1, but nothing else. And I didn't see anything on the switchboard. So she was late, calling in a little late. Well, it must have been really late. And I know they're on Australia time. So that is what it is. Any questions in the chat or on air? Some of you had second questions. If you have another question, just press 1 on your keypad. Tamara's LOL. Hey, we flow with it here. Choppy, up, down, slow, fast, whatever. It's all a flow. Just keep with the flow. And, of course, I've been multitasking, texting with the producer and said nothing, 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 no response. So, yeah. Thanks, Tamara. Great readings. Yeah. You know what? Great questions today by everybody. And maybe we'll recycle back in our last remaining moments here. Let's see, 347, if there's an extra. I see 347-463, you're on air.
Hi, this is Tanika again.
Oh, did you have an extra question?
Yes, hi. If it's okay, if you have time, can we talk a little bit? So I just wanted to know, I just wanted to get a feel for what you were telling me a little bit more. So you're saying that with Nick, so that's someone that I will probably never hear back from again.
Yeah, it showed one of them that you, I think Tamara's saying, Queen ought to be calling in any moment. I know, I thought that was her with the unidentified number, 1111, the private number that was the low-class guy. Yeah, what you need, it's not so much about these guys. Let me ask you, what would make you happier in your life right now?
I would like to, if I heard from Nick and we could resolve and get back together and be stable and get married, that would be great. I'd be happy. Or if Matt would come, or if Matt came back and we could actually grow because I see potential with him, that would make me really happy too because I actually saw potential with him.
Okay, what would make you really happy on your own in your life is more of what I meant.
Just to be married and have children and be stable.
That's heavy for guys in the beginning. Where is it? Where, I know, but they feel it, Tanika. That's what I'm talking about. Your job, I know this is going to be tough, it might even be tough to hear, is to get your life in such a place that you're happy without that, so that that just becomes an addition to what you do. It becomes a next level or next phase. So, see, these guys are feeling that right away. You know, it's even guys that want that don't want to think of that or want that right away. They want it to evolve into that. And that's why I asked you that question. And how you answered it is how the guys are feeling you or perceiving. So it comes off as too much too soon or intense or expectations or we for sure have to go down this road. Instead of more of the evolving of the relationship and, you know, and choice. So that's what I would suggest to you is that you really focus on yourself, your own healing, your own inner work, so that you're in a space where you're feeling really happy with yourself, that you're not in that, that's not the only goal, is to get married and have kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I don't, right now I'm like working on career. I just finished school, so I'm just working on career. That's like my main priority. Like, I know I'm not in any position or anything to start a family right now or anything like that. So I really never talk about that with them. I really talk about just mostly like career or just like us. And I'm pretty playful with them. Sometimes I worry that they don't even take me as seriously as I want them to.
Do, but even saying the text, but I can feel it because your first answer is that, you know, is the marriage and the kids. And so that's, you know, and it's part of your path to develop another part of you. Some people it is, some people it isn't. But I feel like these guys are mirroring that to you. It doesn't matter how playful or light you are. They feel the energy. They psychically pick up on it. They subconsciously pick up on it. And then there's some actions that you're doing that's reinforcing that. So if there's not a great joy in what you're doing or fulfillment, you're in a sense, you're doing it just to get to that goal. That's what's communicating to them. So either it's not the right people, not the right guys, because they're not there. And I would say, to some degree, everybody, you know, obviously not everything is projection in the world. It's also perception. But sometimes when we keep getting a similar type of situation or a similar type of guy or girl, a similar experience, that's telling you you need to integrate some of that energy in a positive way and in your own way, in a life-enhancing positive way. So if they're reflecting, you're too intense or coming on too strong or texting me a lot, if they're saying that, then that's saying on some level you're needing to learn to be a little more independent, not cut off, but a little more self-satisfied in your life, a little more centered in self, a little more fulfilled in your life somehow. That's the growth there. That's the reflection. I feel once you connect with that, and it doesn't have to be for a long period of time, but it just has to be a genuine connection. Once you connect to that, then you will be able to attract a more whole and lasting relationship.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Hey, I need help with the title. We got to change the title of the show. Anybody have an idea in the chat for the? And Tanika, do you have an idea for the title?
Yeah. How about relationship? How about love and relationship advice?
Love. Perfect. Okay. All right, Tanika, you keep shining. Big hug, and hope to talk to you again.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Oh, gosh, we got 2 minutes. Here's the 510-200.
Yeah, it's Kimberly again.
Hey, Kimberly, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just talked with you. I know you only have a few minutes. So I have 4 children, 17, 18, 19, and an 8-year-old. And, yeah. And my older three are on their way off to college. We're super athletes, and everyone is coming at us. And we're trying to make the decisions as to where they're going to go. It's getting convoluted. And I just kind of need some guidance as to, you know, are we looking at the big schools or –
Oh, because of the little – well, it just showed school. That school had something to do with it.
Yes.
No, I don't feel – I think it's the younger. I think it's the younger. I feel like the larger school, the big school, those kids pretty much will take care of themselves. I don't feel that they're the real concern, especially the ones going off to college. I mean, they may put some input in. They may, and that's something to bring into the conversation. But ultimately,
I'm looking at financial scholarships, athletic scholarships, right?
Good.
Try
to come in because now we're at the 129, so I got to wrap it up.
Right.
But let's call back. Call back in.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
All right, Kimberly. See you, your voice.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right.
You too. Okay.
Woo! What a great show. I love it. All of you, thanks for such great input in the chat, outside the chat. And, always great to be here with everyone on this wonderful wisdom love fest Wednesday. As usual, for all things awakenings, guest suggestions, topic suggestions, email questions, love those too. If you want to know anything about my Soul Path teleworkshops, as well as getting the monthly forecasts of the energy and weekly soul insights, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And we're here every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And we do readings at that time, as all of you know. You guys are so great. What a great program. What a great group of beings. In person, in real life, IRL, and also virtually. I feel ya, I feel ya, I feel ya. And we'll be here next week. So if you want to check us out, come back. And again, smooches to all of you that left the lovely appreciation feedback on iTunes. It means a lot. Continue to shine your light, share your insight, everyone. And of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsightsthe4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.